It was a bit of a wild week for the Maysville Mudhens this past week, getting a win against Cannon Falls, then being rained out against Rochester before an uncharacteristic home loss 7-5 to Newmarket on Sunday. Now the Hens look to bounce back with Wednesday's game against the Metro Knights at home, then at Red Wing on the 4th of July before coming home Sunday the 7th to take on Hastings. We'll have all three games right here on KDWA with video at KDWA.com with our boxcast system. Manager Rob Gamm joined KDWA Sports with a recap of last week's action.
It was kind of an up-and-down week. Cannon, we kind of got off to a slow start. Started to put some things together there at the end. We had a couple guys kind of like scrap out some hits and steal some bases, and Ronnie Sweeney hit a big home run to kind of get us going. So, you know, in the end, we kind of pulled away, but really a little slow on that one. And I think that happens a lot when we play teams like Cannon, that we kind of go in and we're not really into it. Dickey pitched a great game. I thought he came back, and I think he threw 7 or 8 innings, and that was good for us because we needed him to get some mound presence up there in some innings, and he did a great job and talked to the umpire afterwards, and he said he was just fantastic on his location. So that's what Dick Meyer does, and that was fun to watch. The Rochester game, I think we're down 1-0 going into the bottom of the third. I thought we were starting to put some really good swings on the guy. We hadn't gotten a hit yet, but we hit the ball. We barreled up several balls. Once we got through the second time through our order, I thought we were going to start to put some stuff together. So I wasn't concerned at all. That kid was pretty good, but I thought we were swinging the bat pretty well against him and getting some good barrels on it. Unfortunately, that rain came and we had to call our quits, but we'll restart that game. So it'll be a 0-0 restart. I think we're trying to do that on the 10th. Of July. Yeah, and then yesterday's game was just kind of like a ho-hum game. I thought our veterans started putting together at-bats and started grinding a little bit. We weren't getting a lot of hits, but we were kind of grinding out some walks. And we just get a big hit when we needed it. In the end, we get 3 homers, which was great. But then we had a bad hop ground ball through the infield that basically cost us that game. We were out of that inning. We would have been out going into the 8th inning with 2-run lead, and I think we would have finished it. But unfortunately, that ball just launched over the Kevin's head at first and cost us the game.
The Mudhens continue to put the baseball out of the ballpark with numerous home runs, including Ronnie Sweeney hitting 4 in 4 consecutive games.
Like we talked about last week, Ronnie's starting to see the ball really well, and he's just taking good swings, and he's so big and strong that he's going to get his. I look at our lineup, and I think at any time, any guy can go off and hit a couple in a game, any one of them. You know, we got power out from 1 all the way down to 9 when our guys are there, and I love the middle of our order. You know, sometimes we get into a little funk where we're trying to elevate too much and not trying to get the job done. I thought yesterday we had guys bases loaded, I think, once when Ronnie was up, and I don't know what he did, but he weak ground ball or a pop-up or something. And earlier in the game, we had guys on second and third with, I think, 1 out and then pop up and strike out. So I think the power has been really good. It doesn't surprise me a bit. I think we got some guys that can really swing the bat. Like I said, any one of those guys could go off and just, you know, hit one 450 feet. It's nice to see our more consistent guys like Ronnie and Brock hitting them. Bruge is starting to play again. He hit a home run yesterday. He's starting to hit the ball pretty well. So we're in good shape, I think.
Gamm on the upcoming schedule for the Mudhens, including Wednesday's game with the Metro Knights, at Red Wing on the 4th of July, and coming home to play Hastings in the second of their 2 games on Sunday.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll get some big crowds. We're going to deal with a few guys out of town and stuff like that. We've been trying really hard to add another pitcher, just another starter type guy, to get us through this. Dick is going to be here through the 10th or 12th. So he'll get another start this week. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I think the guys really look forward to 4th of July game. Hopefully the rain will hold off. Looks like rain. And then Hastings is always fun. They always come hard after us. So it should be a really fun week. We owe Red Wings a little something. So hopefully we can get the bats going and do what we did to them last year after they beat us.